Wash away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood. Song, amen. I remember the day, praise God, I was made white as snow. That's the most wonderful thing I know that life has to offer. The greatest experience that anyone could ever go through is to go into that fountain. Amen. It washes away all sin. The Bible said the blood of His Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Wonderful song. Yeah.
We can't forget.
Oh, we got Luke, got his guitar. Hey, man, brother. We'll turn you loose here in just a minute. Amen. God bless you, Luke.
Okay, now 116.
116.
It's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These proofs that God's word He has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be.
Yes, man.
Sweet home of happy and free.
Splendor are holy. How beautiful.
Thank you, Brother Melvin. We'll let Brother Luke. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll let you go ahead if you want, if y'all want to, and then we'll let Brother Luke sing. Y'all got a couple you want to sing?
We're missing Dave.
You're missing Dave? And the daughter. I can't wait. She said that daughter sings the harmony. I'm looking forward to hearing that also. Luke's got his guitar with us this morning. It's always a blessing. I believe you got a bigger guitar since the last time I seen you, brother. You come on up here, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. We thank the Lord for Brother Luke. What a blessing he is. Amen.
Jesus was with his son. Yes, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong.
Yes, they do.
They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
Amen. Good job, Liz.
Jesus was the little children, all the children of the world. Red, yellow, brown, black, and white, they are precious to his sight. Jesus was the little children of the world. Jesus, doctor of the children, all the children of the world. Red, yellow, brown, black, and white, they are precious to his sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world.
Amen, Brother Luke. Amen.
B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Bible.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Luke. I envy godly jealousy. I wished I was a young man and lived for God, sung for God, done those things right. I think I've done everything could be done wrong. But I'm glad, praise God, God was long-suffering to me and I obtained mercy and got saved because I've done all I did ignorantly. Amen. Has anybody else got a song on your heart before we get started here? Rather lengthy message. But I'm definitely ready to jump in both feet. Amen. All right. Get your Bible out, please, this morning. Join with us, I pray, in reading the Word of God. And I thank God that we have the Word of God in these last days. These are days that don't make no sense. These are days, I tell you, buddy, if you didn't have a Bible, I believe you'd lose your mind. It wouldn't, it just, for lack of better words, I can't understand why we're doing what we're doing. But the Bible does tell us why. In Luke chapter number 1, we'll read a couple, three verses right there. I've got a lot of verses to comment on this morning. That's why I've got this paper laid out here. I know a little bit of the Bible, but there's more Bible than there is me. It's too broad, too deep. It covers more ground than I can comprehend the length and the breadth and the depth of it. Luke chapter number 1. We'll start out reading verse number 67. This is about the father of John the Baptist. His name is Zechariah. And it says, and his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 And prophesied. Boy, you think the Holy Ghost don't make a difference?
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, this man was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he prophesied. Here's what he said. He said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. I don't know how many days I've got. I've told the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't know how many days that you've allotted me, but I want them all to be yours. I don't want to step in, step out. I don't want to have a, what they call it, a double-minded or on the fence straddle. I want to live for him all the days of my life. Verse 76, and thy child shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go. Remember, this guy's prophesying. He's talking about his son, John the Baptist. And he said, thy son shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sin through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring, this is important, our text verse, the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, and was in the deserts until the day of his showing unto Israel. I want to preach this morning on a heavenly visitation. You notice right there, verse 78, talk about God from on high hath visited us. I want to preach this morning on a heavenly visitation. I desire your prayers. Lord, we pray more than anything that the Word of God might be true today. The Lord, from on high, you might visit us. Lord, I think I know what I need, but I don't know. And Lord, you know what I need. You know how to give it to me. And there are others here this morning in the same category. Lord, we need to be visited from God from on high. Lord, we need you to stir the chords of our soul to the melody of God is in our heart, Lord. Lord, just a ring, and I pray. Lord, I pray for everyone here this morning. I pray for those that aren't here this morning that will hear this message by way of the blessed internet site. Lord, I thank you for all of those that I saw even this week that visited the sermons and the services that, Lord, have gone on here at Cornerstone Baptist Church. What a blessing it is to see all the people that listen in by way of the internet. I pray, dear Father, Lord, there be an increase. I pray, dear Father, Lord, in this service, there be a stirring, there be a manifestation of the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, I pray we'd leave this service, dear Father, today different than we came in. May we leave this service today saying we have truly been in the presence of God. Lord, you're the only one that can make that a reality, to make that possible. And I pray out of your mercy, grace, and goodness that, Lord, you would do these things and more. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm preaching today on a heavenly visitation. Now, Paul made a bold statement. And, you know, I didn't write it all down, so I'm going to turn there. You can too if you want to. But in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, Paul said this about preaching. He said, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech. Now, you've got people today, and I've done been told, be nice, Brother Eddie, and I'll do my best. But I'll be honest with you, I can't always be nice. And I'm just about as nice as they come, gracious as they come. But I'll tell you right now, there's some things that makes me mad, makes me boiling mad. And it ought not be so when we got so great a God, when we got so great a salvation, when we got a Bible telling us otherwise. But I want you to know there are people today that come, and they come in this category right here. They come by way of excellency of speech. I mean, they got PhDs, all that is post old diggers. They got so many degrees, Molly, I believe we could call them Dr. Thermometer. I mean, they got to roll them out, you know, and they got degrees, runs all the way back there by the heater by the back door back there, Sister Gable. And I'll be honest with you, I'm dumber than a box of rocks, but I know Him and He knows me. Amen. And I'd rather know Him than know all of the wisdom this world could muster up. And there's people today standing behind pulpits, ain't nothing but polar bears, and ain't nothing but icicles in the pools. Amen. But I'll tell you right now, Paul said, I want you to know, he said, I didn't come, amen, with excess speech or wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God. He said, I know Him and He knows me. Amen. He said, for I determined not to know anything among you. Now listen, I know we've come down to day and age and they do topic preaching. Brother Brian, they'll take some subject and they'll expound upon it when they get done. I can't remember what they was talking about when they got started. I mean, when they get done, I'm sitting there thinking, what did he preach? But I'll tell you right now, if we leave today, I believe you'll know what we preached yesterday. I believe today you'll know. I'll tell you one thing, Brother Eddie preached about a heavenly visitation, and God honored the thought and visited us, and we knew, praise God, we've been in the presence of God. But Paul said, I determined not to know anything among you. Faith Jesus Christ and Him crucified. If they'll get back to preaching Jesus, I believe He'll show up. Amen. It's a sad day when we started preaching something other than Jesus. The Bible said that Ethiopian eunuch was in his chair reading his Bible. As a matter of fact, he was reading Isaiah chapter 53. And the Spirit told Philip, go join yourself to him. And old Philip, boy, he run plumb out of his shoes, come up alongside that chariot, and he heard him reading that Bible, Titus. And he heard him reading. And he said, understandest what thou readest? And that Ethiopian eunuch was honest. You know, most people say, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I don't need no help, but he's honest. And he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And Philip, he said, I'll help you. And they stopped that chariot. Philip got up in there. And the Bible said he began at the same Scripture. And he preached unto him Jesus, Gala. That's what we need. We need men to preach about Jesus. Amen. We need somebody to tell us about Jesus. Amen. I'm getting tired of all the clowns. I'm getting tired of all the charades. I'm getting tired of all the popcorn, hot dogs, and movies. Let's just get back to preaching Jesus. Amen. Amen. He said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And he said, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen. If we have a heavenly visitation today, it'll be God that gets the glory. Amen. If we have a heavenly visitation today, you'll see me to be but a man. And you'll see Him high and lifted up.
Amen.
Like Isaiah saw Him in the day that King Uzziah, in the year King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord. I saw Him high and lifted up.
Amen.
He said His train filled the temple. He said, I saw Him on the throne. That's where He is. Amen. And I'll tell you what, buddy. You get a good sight of God and you'll realize you're but a man. You get a good sight of God, you'll be like John the Baptist said, I ain't even worthy. Unloose the latch of every shoes. John said, I must decrease. He must increase. Jesus said about John, there's none born greater than John. John said, He's greater than me. Amen. Let's get back to Jesus. Amen. Oh, a heavenly visitation. We've got to get back. Paul said that the power may be of God. Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7 that God makes His ministers a flame of fire. I believe one reason that America's so lukewarm and so cold is because there ain't no fire in the pulpit.
Amen.
You know, when I got saved, Sister Edith, about 24 years ago, I remember people saying that, Brother Ed, he's on fire. Man, I tell you what, here come the devil with his fire extinguisher, and the first thing he wants to try to do is put the fire out. Amen? But I tell you what, I wish we'd stay on fire. I do believe we'll draw nigh to it. I believe we'll stay lit. Amen? But I'll tell you right now, the devil is determined to quench your fire. He's determined to silence the preaching from the pulpit and get back to teaching ears. Teaching ears and teaching, I'm telling you, instead of preaching the Word of God. Amen. Paul said to give himself over to teachers, having itching ears, be turned from truth to fables. I'll tell you what, buddy. God makes His ministers a flame of fire. And I'll tell you what, we got cold pulpits today. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Jeremiah said His word was in my bones a fire. Shut up. And he said, I couldn't forbear. I'm telling you what, buddy, when the fire of God gets to going, it'll warm you up. Them disciples walked with Jesus on the Emmaus Road. You know what they said, Melissa? They said, did not our hearts burn one with another? I'm telling you, I remember, praise God, when He lit my heart and I got the burning glowing for the glory of God. And I'm telling you right now, I've got my mind made up. I'm going all the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, listen. If our pulpits was lit up like they ought to be, we'd have a heavenly visitation. I'm going to tell you right now, God shows up where He's invited. God shows up where He's welcome. Amen? If we'll prepare our hearts to seek the Lord, we'll find Him. And I'll tell you right now, we'll find Him in a big way because He's a big God. Solomon said this about God. He said, the heavens can't contain you. He said, heaven's your throne, earth's your footstool. I'm telling you, He's a big God. Amen. Plenty of room for Him. Amen.
Amen.
Paul mentioned Romans 13, verse 1 and 2. He said, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Now listen, that's important because we don't get no higher than God. And if we're subject to the higher powers, we're subject to God. Amen. But I'll tell you what, there's others, you know, they make their boasts and all that right there. But he said, there's no power but of God. The powers will be ordained are of God. And whosoever resisteth the power, resisteth that, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive themselves damnation. You know why people going to hell? They won't give no place to God. Amen. They're going to hell by the dump truck loads in America. I'll tell you what, it's a sad day when we left off conviction for compromise. It was a sad day when somebody said, don't scare my little boy, my little girl. I'm telling you, the Bible said, come ye children, and I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. And the Bible said, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. And I'll tell you right now, ain't nothing wrong with the fear of God. The Bible said it's clean. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is wisdom. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is health to our flesh. Ain't nothing wrong with the fear of God.
Amen.
Sister Gail's granddaughter was over here one day, Mary. She was sitting on the end of the pew and this happened. I mean, it wasn't on purpose. I just happened to stop right there where she was at and got right up there kind of close. She was backing up and there wasn't no place to back up. And you know, it was kind of one of them close encounters and she ain't sat on the end since. But I'll tell you what, old Jerry and I, he likes it. He sit right on the end. He's kind of hoping I'd get right over there. I said, what about you, Jared? I said, I bet they bully you in school, don't they? He said, not me, Brother Eddie. And I said, I agree with that. I don't see nobody bullying you. I said, what about you, Luke? He said, every day. Amen. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, great is our God. There's none greater. And I'm telling you what, hallelujah. With Him, we can do all things. Without Him, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. We need to give place to Him. But let me say this. In Luke chapter number 24, those disciples were told specifically to go and wait in Jerusalem till they be tarried, to tarry there till they be endued with power from on high. Luke 24, verse 49. God told them, He said, behold, I send you the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. The biggest problem is we ain't got the power from on high today. And I'll tell you what, buddy, ain't much getting done for God. But I'll tell you, we have a heavenly visitation when the power of God's on the preaching, when the preachers pray and sought God. And I'll tell you what, God honors the message, you'll see things happen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They were told to go tarry till the power came. And you know what? Acts chapter number 1, just follow with me, don't you? Acts chapter number 1, you know what they're doing? Look here, Acts 1 verse 8. Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. I'm telling you, that's a promise from God. He said, if you'll just tarry, you'll be endued with power. Amen.
Amen.
And you find these men, Sister Anita, look at Acts chapter number 2. When the day of Pentecost was come, this is 10 days after the Lord told them to tarry. You know what they're doing, Brian? They're tarrying. They're doing what He told them. Philip, we'll just do what He tells us. We'll have all we need. Amen. God, one thing He's got sufficiency. There's no problem on His end. He's got all we need and then some. I mean, He's not at a lack. He's at a surplus. I mean, buddy, He's more than able to supply all our needs out of His riches and glory. But these men, they believed Him. They're doing what He said. And in Luke, and in Acts chapter number 2, it said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came from heaven, amen, a sound of heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all that house where they were sitting, amen. Why are they sitting, Brother Eddie? They're waiting, Sister Gayla.
That's right.
They're waiting for a heavenly visitation. That's what I am. I'm wanting a heavenly visitation. I don't want no carnal one of them sermonettes. I want a sizzling hot sermon from heaven, amen. It's got the anointing of God upon it. And I'll tell you what's been seasoned by the Holy Spirit of God. And I'll tell you what, buddy, get down in the crawl of Gable into your soul and make itself real to you, amen. It said, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of a fire, amen. And it said upon each one of them, Brother Melvin, I'll take a shopping cart full of that. Amen. I tell you what, I'm not playing games. I'm serious about what I do for God. The Bible said, whatsoever you do for the Lord, do it wholeheartedly.
Amen.
With all your might.
Right.
And I want to give Him more. I don't want to shortchange God. I want to do all I can and more. Amen. But I'll tell you what, buddy, they were sitting, they were waiting, and all of a sudden, buddy, something showed up, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues. Bear with me, please. As the Spirit gave them utterance, I want you to know where the utterance came from. It came from the Holy Ghost of God, and they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was known abroad, the multitude came together and they were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Now there's the interpretation of this speaking in tongues. So don't get confused with me here. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another. And I know people made a mess of this, but I'll clear it for you as clear as I can. They said, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Listen, how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? They're hearing these people, these men that waited on God. These men that do what that done what the Lord said, tarried you being due with power on high. They were there at Pentecost. They were sitting. The Holy Spirit showed up. They had a heavenly visitation. They come out different. They went in. Now these people are hearing them speaking in their tongue. The Parthians, the Medes, the Elamites, the dwellers of Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia and Perga and Philema. I can't say some of these in Egypt and in parts of Libya and Crete and strangers of Rome and Jews and proselytes, Cretes, Arabians, do we hear them speak in our tongue the wonderful works of God? Amen. I'll tell you what, a heavenly visitation will make a difference in the preaching. Amen. They heard the message, Brother Melvin. God's not the author of confusion. I want you to know these men are sitting there marveling. They're amazed. These men have been up there waiting on power. God's visited them. He's given them cloven tongues of fire. They come out of there, buddy. They're on fire. They're turning the world upside down. And I'll tell you what, buddy, it's hard to explain. And they were all amazed and were in doubt and saying one to another, what meaneth this? There's only one conclusion, Sister Gayla. It's a God.
Amen.
God wants everyone to know His Word. He wants the one over in Africa to know it. He wants those in China, even though they have to go underground. Neither He wants them to know it. He wants those over there in Japan and Korea, and the most parts of the world. He wants them to know His Word. He wants them to know His Son. But it'll never happen without the help of God. That's why I'm telling you, holy men of God, they moved as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's where the Word of God came from. But that Word needs to get out. And therefore God said He chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And they got out with the anointing of God upon them. And they turned the world upside down for the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know, buddy, they received that power. What's the result of that power, Brother Eddie? Well, I'm glad you asked. I like those kind of questions. Look at verse 37. Look down at verse 37. Now, when they heard this, Brother Anthony, they were pricked in their heart. Let me tell you something about the preaching. The Word of God, when the power of God is upon it, Gail. I sit back on the back row at Bethel Baptist Church, and I was back there trying to hide. I slipped in there, you know how it is. And I sat back on that back row, and I said, you know, I'll be all right here. But I'll tell you right now, boy, God got back there in that back row with me. And buddy, he got to tell it like it was, Brian. And I'll tell you what, I saw myself lost and undone without God. I got mad. I was a little bit mixed up there at Titus. I thought my wife had told him everything I'd ever done. I was going to whoop her when we got home. I was going to hit that preacher on the way out. I was going to hit him right in the mouth, knock him cold as I could. But I'll tell you right now, it wasn't him. It wasn't my wife. It was a heavenly visitation. And God put His finger on me and said, boy, I love you. You need to repent. You need to receive my son or you're going to go to hell.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Heavenly visitation. Pricked my heart, Brother Melvin. I didn't like it. Stephen preached there in Acts chapter number 7. The Bible said they were cut in their heart.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, that word, it ain't dull. Amen.
Yeah.
It still gets the job done. God said, my word won't return void. It'll prosper the thing it's sent to do. It has a design of God to get the work of God done. I'll tell you what, buddy, it worked on me, Gator. Man, I got a squirming back there. I'll tell you what, buddy, it came real to me. I had a heavenly visitation. They gave the invitation that day. I scared to death. I'm telling you, buddy, I could feel the flames of God. I'm in the flames of hell coming up around me. But I'll tell you right now, the devil nailed my feet to the floor. I couldn't move them. But God didn't give up and got me saved. Hallelujah. Heavenly visitation. If we had pulpits today lit up by the power of God, I believe we would be hearing about people getting saved in a mighty way. Somebody said, Brother, why don't we have no big revivals today? I'll tell you why. We got away from that word. We got away from prayer. Them disciples, buddy. Down there, Jesus went up there to show His disciples. He showed Peter, James, and John His glory up there on the Mount of Transfiguration. Buddy, it was a good place. That's a heavenly visitation. And all of a sudden, right in the middle of all of that, buddy, they heard a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son whom I'm well pleased. They saw Moses and Elisha up there. Man, Peter said, this is a good place to be. I'll tell you what, boy, you get where God is, it's a good place to be, amen. And they said, let's build 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. I'll tell you what, brother, they didn't want to come down, but there was work to do. And when they came down on that from that Mount of Transfiguration, here come a father, and he come up to Jesus, and he said, Jesus, my son's got a devil. I found your disciples and they couldn't cast him out. Jesus said, bring him to me.
Amen.
Glory, I felt a little something like that. Amen. They brought him to Jesus, Brian. You know, Jesus, he always makes it a little hard. He asked that father, he said, do you believe I can do this? That father said, yeah, Lord. But he said, help my unbelief. Boy, I'm glad Jesus can help our unbelief. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, He cast that devil out of that boy. He said, how's that for help, boy? I'll tell you what, buddy, He can help our unbelief. When that father saw the great work of God, the mighty visitation of God upon his son, that devil gone out of him, buddy, that helped his unbelief. Amen. But I'll tell you what, buddy, today we got a lack of that power. We got a lack of that preaching. We got a lack of the presence of God in the services. But I want you to know the results of that power. Brother, they were pricking their heart. Sister Molly, they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts chapter 16, there's a jailer in there. William, he's asleep. And you know what? God visited that jail cell. The reason He did, there's 2 men in there. They've been beating Paul and Silas. And man, I tell you what, in their pain and suffering, they said, hey, let's just sing a couple hymns about Him. And they got to hitting them notes. I can't sing like Sister Molly, but they got to hitting them notes. And all of a sudden, there was a heavenly visitation showed up. And I tell you what, a great earthquake hit that jail. And the Bible said the doors of the prison were open. And I tell you what, buddy, a whole lot of shaking got to going on. And then it woke up that old jailer. That heavenly visitation woke him up. I believe, Brother Melvin, if we have another heavenly visitation, I believe it wake us up. Amen. And we'll be able to redeem the times. And we'll be able to understand the work of God. Amen. And what we must do while we can. Amen.
Amen.
He comes sliding in there and he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? That's what these guys here did, Brother Anthony. First of all, they got pricked in the heart. Man, they said this thing's real. Hey, man. Glory. They said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord shall call. Amen. The Lord our God shall call. There were many other words. He did testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received His word were baptized. In the same day, there was added unto them about 3,000 souls. Boy, that's a pretty good revival. Amen. Now listen, I saw the visitation of the Holy Ghost cause people to weep. I saw it cause people to laugh.
Amen.
Gal, I saw it cause people to clap. And I have seen some people do all three and then some. Amen. I've seen them do cartwheels, jump over pews, run out the door and come back in. And I tell you what, I got up one time to run, and I didn't run fast enough, got run over by about three people, and I sat back down in my pew. Amen. I was up in Columbus, Ohio, and God got in that service in a big way, and Jimmy Hook took his jacket off and said, "Woo!" Took off like a bullet, and I thought, amen. I jumped out. I didn't jump out quick enough. Here come my cousin Wade Ford and run me over. I got what was left of Brother Eddie. I got back in the pew, amen. I sat on the porch. I let the big dogs have it. Amen. I'll tell you right now, I had a desire to go. I didn't know where I was going, didn't know what I was going to do, but I'll tell you right now, if some big God moves on you, you'll have to do anything. I've seen all kinds of things. Man, I've seen it in this church. I've seen people in this church weep. I've seen them rejoice. I've seen them clap their hands. I've seen them shout. I've seen them enjoy the good things of God. Amen. But I'll tell you what, every bit of it came from a heavenly visitation. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you this, people are saved when God shows up. There's 3,000 right there. If you look over in Acts chapter number 4, verse 4, there's 5,000. Also there, I'll tell you right now, buddy, God's in the saving business. He'll save the uttermost from the guttermost, all that call upon Him, all that come to Him, He shall no wise turn them away. But not only that, look at verse number 47. They started praising God, Brother Melvin. Man, I wish we'd get, I don't know, it takes a stick of dynamite, I guess. Maybe a couple of hand grenades. But Pam, they started praising God. Man, oh man, I'll take a truckload of that. Man, I wish we had one where everybody said to stop just a minute, just let the praise and die out a minute. Man, we'll praise at the football games, at the basketball games, and the golf course, and the motorcycle races, and all that stuff. Why not just praise God? They broke out, Sister Gayla, and they started praising God. And I'll tell you what, buddy, you start praising God, look here. They started praising God, and they started having favor with all the people, and people got to take a note, they've been with Jesus. And I'll tell you what, they started accrediting them with the fact they knew the Lord, and the Lord added to the church daily.
Amen.
Such as should be saved. Let me say this, such better get saved, or such is going to go to hell if they don't. But the Lord is the one that does that. All I can do, Gail, is play it for water. God's got to give the increase, but I'm glad He does. Amen. I'm glad He's still giving the increase. And I'll tell you what, buddy, when He does one, it's right. When He does one, buddy, you can't take away from it. You can't head to it. You just stand there and marvel and say, glory to God, the Lord has visited us today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The results of that power, praise God, 3,000 got saved. Also look at verse 42. It's important too. They continued. You know, a lot of people today, and I've seen it. Sadly, I'll admit this. But I've seen people get saved, Gayla. And I knew they got saved. But they didn't continue.
Amen.
It's important. It don't end with getting saved.
That's right.
You get saved, you need to continue. You need to continue coming. You need to continue to grow. You need to continue to learn. Because there's a devil down here and he's determined to overthrow your faith. He's determined to get you back out in the world. He's determined to drag you down. Now listen, we got the advantage. The Bible said if God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's in us, He that's in the world. But understand this, you need to continue. Look here, Sister Molly. It said they continued steadfastly. Boy, it's the best kind of continue. That means, brother, there wasn't no wavering. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. I like fellowship. Yeah, I like good fellowship. I like godly fellowship. The Bible said, "Have no fellowship with the works of darkness, but rather reprove them." I like good godly fellowship. I like being with godly men and women, love the Lord. But they continued in that fellowship and in breaking of bread, and they continued in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. You know what? Pam, it's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to be there when it happened.
That's right. Amen.
I've been left out a few times, and they told me, said, "Brother Eddie, you ought to have been here." They said, "It got out of the banks." Amen.
Amen.
And I'm sitting there, boy, I'm just, for lack of better words, I mean, it's just wearing me out. I thought, man, I could have been there. I should have been there. Why wasn't I there? I want to be there when it happens. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to have to hear it on a tape or CD or video. I mean, I want to be right there. I want to be right there, praise God, as an observer. I want to be right there as a participator. I want to get some myself. I tell you right now, I like to hear about you getting blessed. But I like to hear about Brother Eddie getting blessed too, amen. Glory to God. They were there. They saw all the signs. They saw the wonders. And they all believed. And all that believed were together.
Amen.
There's some not here this morning. I wish they was here. They missed a good service. They had all things together and all things common. Now listen, I'm no greater than you, and you're no greater than me. We're all just saved by the grace of God. There ain't no big, ain't no little. The Bible said there ain't even male or female in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
What about that? We're all just in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
My little fingernail, I trimmed it this morning, put them down to the quick. That may be all I am, but I'm in. I'm in the body of Christ. Amen? And you may be the head. And I'll tell you what, I'm just glad to have a part in it. And I'll tell you right now, I'll be glad to see you blessed. I'll be glad to hear you praise. I'll be glad to hear you shout. I'm just glad I'm in. Amen? They had all things common. And they sold their possession. You know what that means? They sold out. You won't ever mount nothing for God till you sell out. Somebody said, "Brother Eddie." He said, "Brother Eddie, I want more of God." And I said, how much are you willing to let go?" And he said, "No, wait a minute. I want more of God. I don't want to let nothing go." I said, "There's only one way to get more of God. You got to let something go."
That's right.
Now, I come in the house yesterday after baptizing my daughter, and I had a handful of wet clothes. And I had shoes, and I had my Bible. Man, I had hangers. I had all towels and all that stuff. There wasn't no room. Matter of fact, I dropped some of it before I got in the house, Titus. But sometimes that's what we do with worldly things. We got so much worldly things, there ain't no room for God. We do well sometimes, just let some of that stuff go and get filled up. Just get, I'll tell you what, buddy, loaded down with the good things of God. It'll make a difference, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Melvin, amen. Glory to God. So they sold their possessions and their goods, and they parted them to all men, and every man had need. You know what you do when you get good and right with God? You'll start giving to someone else.
Amen.
I'll say about Brother Melvin, he finds out somebody's got a need, and I know this to be true, buddy, he'll go to them.
Amen.
And he'll help them. He sure will. I could name some, but I won't. Might affect the service. But I found out when he finds out somebody's hungry or somebody's without, I found out, buddy, he's got the love of God in his heart. And I'll tell you what, buddy, goes through a great length to find out. He'll help everybody that's got a need. You know, that's of God. That's kind of what they did right here. They found out who had a need and they helped them with those needs. And I know we're just men and we can't do what God does, but I'm glad God can put it in our hand and we can take it from our hand, put it in their hand. That's what they did. They distributed to people that had needs. Look here, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, and did eat their bread with gladness and singleness of heart. And Brother Brian, they gave away and had more than what they had before they gave it away. Man, they had more than they knew what to do with. The Bible says it's better to give than receive. I ain't got it all figured out yet, but I found out this much, Titus. God's got a bigger shovel than I do. And I can't shovel as fast as He can. And I've tried my best. I've given people I don't even know. I remember meeting a guy one time in Houch's parking lot. I don't know how he got my phone number, Brother Andy, but he did. And he started his conversation like this, Melissa. He said, "You a preacher, ain't you?" Oh, that's a real good way to start a conversation out. I already knew what was going. I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, me and my family, we ain't got no food. We're hurting. And I said, all right. How much you need? He said, I'll tell you what. He said, if you just loan me $200, he said, I'm going to Bowling Green. I got some kind of furniture or something. He said, I got a guy just waiting for me to bring it down there to him. He said, I'll give it back to you Monday. I went over to the house in his parking lot and met this man. He asked for $100. At that time, I had all kind of $100 bills. I don't know what happened between then and now. But anyway, I pulled that out. He said I had more than $100 bill. He said, actually, we could use $200. I gave him $200. And I ain't worried about it. I'll tell you right now, God's more than able to supply my needs out of His riches and glory. But I gave that man. Never heard from him since. That ain't no big deal. I ain't got no problem with that at all. I remember one time coming into town, stopped at Junior Foods restaurant, or Junior Foods, I guess it'd be a filling station or whatever, to get some gas. And I went in there to pay for my gas, Sister Gail. And there's a woman in there with a baby in her arms. I like that one Margaret's tending to over there. And that little baby's crying, and this mother's crying, and they're calling the police. And the reason they're calling the police is because she wrote a check, and they got check verification. And their policy is, if your check shows up no good, they've got to call the police. And my cousin works there. And I told her, I said, don't call the police. I said, I'll write a check for her gas. She can write one for me. She kept saying, my check's in there. There's been some kind of mistake. She said, the money's in there. She said, I don't understand. I said, that's all right. At that time, again, I had plenty of money. It's like the Lord provides for the need. I don't know. I ain't never figured it out yet. But I paid for that woman's gas, and they let it ride. That woman wrote me a check. It bounced like a Super Bowl. But I ain't got no problem with that at all. I'm just glad God put it in my hand that I could have to give to her, Gail. I come in this world with nothing, but I'm leaving with everything, glory to God. Woo! Leaving first class. I never took a flight, but I'm going to take a heavenly flight one day, William. And NASA's going to say, I'll tell you what, I wish we could go up like he did, amen. Hallelujah, I'm going beyond the stars. I'm going beyond Jupiter and Mars. I'm going up there where he inhabits eternity. I'm going to see him, amen. I'm going to look up on him. I'm going to see him in his glory. All because of a heavenly visitation. April 27th, 1988. When old lost man Eddie Wade became a saved man by the grace of blood and the blood of Jesus. We sung that song, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's what happened to me. I said, Lord, I'm lost. I need to be saved. And buddy, he let that blood come down, Molly, upon my sins. And the Bible said that the blood of His Son Jesus cleansed us from all sin. And I became squeaky clean. I've been so clean since that day. I'm telling you, buddy, I've even tried to work it up. And there ain't no way to even work it up. It cleansed to the uttermost. Glory to God. Heavenly visitation. Father, I hope and pray today that someone's been visited in their heart from on high. I pray to the Father today someone will realize today how much you love them, how you're longing to see them come to know you by way of salvation. And I pray even right now you'll give them a heavenly visitation. I pray, Lord, the Word of God found its way to the darkened place in their soul. And I pray light sprung up. And I pray, dear Father, today they'd act upon that. And I pray you'll get honored and glory and extolled. And Lord, I pray, Father, today that, Lord, you'd get the reward of your suffering. Help us in this invitation. And we'll thank you and praise you for whatever you do. It's for your glory we ask it. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand for just a second here. Let me just ask everybody in here. How many know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Brother Eddie, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Let me see your hand. Raise it up high. You know you're saved. Amen. Know you're saved. All right, every hand didn't go up. I saw several hands didn't go up. You know what you're to do about that right now? You're to make your way down here at this altar and say, Brother Eddie, I want to be in that number that raised your hand. I want to be in that number that's going to leave out. I want to make preparation because the Lord's coming. Listen, He's coming. He's not going to delay His coming. He's coming. He said, in an hour, you think not. Now, I got hours on my watch right here. And the hour says it's the 11th hour. And it says it's 15 minutes past the 11th hour. That means we're close to the 12 o'clock hour. If the Lord was to come between now and 12 o'clock, would you leave or would you be left behind? Well, you're going to make a decision that's going to determine that. You're to come this morning. Go ahead, Brother Melvin. You're to come right now. You've been wanting to come. You've been needing to come. Tell me how there could be a better time than right now. Right now, buddy. Come. Young or old. Brother Eddie, meet me at the altar. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to meet Him. I want to be ready to leave. They don't call it heaven for nothing. It's a wonderful place. God said, I go away and prepare a place for you. That place is called heaven. Don't miss heaven. Come on this morning. You couldn't raise your hand this morning. You'll do something about that. Ain't no problem on His end. You have to come up here, Brother Eddie. I raise my hand. Because I'm saved. I'm glad I'm saved. You're to thank the Lord. Or you're to come up here and say, Brother Eddie, I couldn't raise my hand. I need to be saved. Pray with me. Come on. Dear Jesus. Just trust Him. Take Him by faith. He's waiting on you. I know the devil's fighting. But he's always going to fight. He ain't never going to let up. There ain't never going to be a good time to come. There ain't never going to be a better time to come. The Bible said today is the very moment. The Bible says now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Won't you come? Come right now. I know this is a small country church, but God has visited us today, and the evidence has been overwhelming. Joy and peace, Jesus, Jesus. Are you trusting Him this morning? Or are you trusting in yourself? One day, Brother Eddie, I'm going to be good enough to come. You're never going to be good enough. The Bible said there's none good, there's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and couldn't show the glory of God. There's only one thing to do, that's to come. And let the blood of His Son, Jesus, be applied to your sin and wash them away. That they'll never be remembered no more. Be passed as far as the east is from the west. Be thrown in the depths of the sea. And you'll find out what a heavenly visitation is. Won't you come this morning? I love you. I'm grateful I've called your name up to God. I preach to you. I'll help you this morning. Come on. He said, try me and prove me. You can. Precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Thank you, Brother Melvin. I'll tell you right now, there's never been a better time than today to get saved. Anybody that missed getting saved today and gets left behind, don't come up to old Brother Eddie at the Great White Throne Judgment and say, Brother Eddie, you didn't warn me, you didn't welcome me, and I died my sin, and my sin sent me to a devil's hell. Brother Eddie, I've been suffering since that day. I'll tell you right now, I'm pure, clean from the blood. I declared unto you today that Jesus loves you. I declared unto you today that the reason He came down here so you could be saved, He wants you to be saved. He desires us to be saved. He added 3,000 one time, 5,000 another time. He had the church daily such as should be saved. He can save. No problem is it. Maybe somebody's got a word on your heart.
Hey, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
I said today I was going to be quiet, but God visit has changed that. Last Sunday, me and Melissa was in West Sacramento, California, in a sermon, preaching sermon. It's a trucker's chapel, you know. And the sad part about it was there wasn't about three or four of us in there.
Yeah.
But this guy preaching was from Russia.
Hey, man.
He knows what it was to be persecuted as a Christian.
Yeah.
Now, he'd come here like three or four years old, right? You know, he was getting a word from his grandparents and dad and stuff.
His grandpa got put in prison in the USSR.
Yeah.
For being a Christian.
And you talk about preaching out there in California.
Hey, man.
You know, you could have church anywhere.
That's right.
And meet with our Father.
That's right. He said, we're two or three are gathered in my name. He said, lo, I'm in the midst. It don't take a lot of people to have church, but you can't have church without Jesus, I'll tell you that right now. I thank the Lord for visiting today. You may not, but I did feel the presence of the Lord here this morning. And I'm glad He does visit. I'm glad that He makes Himself welcome and known here. Appreciate that. Wouldn't take nothing. What a field day. What you got, Sister Sophia? Yeah. Yeah.
And I got the best
blessing. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah.
I love my Lord.
Bless you, Sister Sophia.
Amen.
Amen.
And tonight, when I go to bed, I thank you for every prayer.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sophia. God bless you, sister. I don't know who done the service Wednesday night.
You did.
Oh, I did. Well, there you go, James. Listen there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Sophia just said you done a good job. Amen. The Bible said the workman's worthy. I appreciate that. I like hearing about that. I like being here. Don't get me wrong. I was here Thanksgiving week. But even when I ain't here, I like to hear about that. She said I got blessed. Amen. Wasn't a lot of people here. But she said she got blessed. Amen. That's good. Thank you, Sister Sophia. I appreciate you sharing that.
It's been a sweet baby here today and in a kind of time, isn't it?
Oh, amen.
That's
when Margaret needs to. They run early back there at Margaret very long.
Let's pray that the parents will come.
Yeah.
And the parents of these other kids. We could do a lot with this church.
That's right.
And these kids need to be asking their parents.
That's right. Bless you, buddy. That's right. Oh, Brother Melvin, has done reached back there.
Well, that hope too quick.
Reach back there. I want to thank Him for the blood, and I thank Him for His mercy and travel.
Bless you, Mom.
I didn't put him in the trunk of my car when I left him. I put him beside me.
Woo!
He took me all the way back.
Yeah!
All the way back.
Amen. Fellowship.
And I went to church up there and I seen souls saved, so I know God's still
glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I love him this morning. I know the devil's out to steal and kill and whatever.
Destroy him. Yeah.
But I'm going to fight him with every
fight.
Amen. Amen.
Because I've got my heart set on heaven.
Amen.
And to see my Savior.
Bless you, Mom.
Amen.
I love Him this morning, and I'm looking forward to seeing Him. When I leave this earth, it'll be a glorious time.
Amen.
Amen.
I pray for Him this morning. I love Him.
Bless you, Sister Molly. Praise the Lord. Ain't more to get in line behind that. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Anybody else got a word on your heart? Thank you for coming. I love you. I'd invite you to come back tonight, 5 o'clock. I ain't completely sure what I'm preaching on tonight. Lord, give me so much. I don't know what to do with it. I'll tell you one thing. He'll determine between now and then what's needed. No matter what, I'm aiming to preach tonight. Unless the Lord gets in the service, and I'll sit down and listen. Amen. But hallelujah. Thank you for coming. If nobody else got anything in your heart, we'll be dismissed. Love you. Like Brother Anthony said, try to get your family to come with you. I'll tell you right now, we can fill this church up with very little effort at all. I'd like to see it filled one time before the Lord comes back. I appreciate the visitors been coming faithfully. Appreciate the members been coming. And I'll tell you what I noticed when they're not here. I was kind of hoping that a Hired and a Carolyn be here this morning. But I had actually seen Carolyn weep, rejoice, and clap her hands all at one time. And I'll tell you what, sometimes you don't know what to do. Sometimes you do things you don't understand. You even don't even know you're even doing them. But I've seen her do that. But anyway, let's all stand. We'll be dismissed. Brother Melvin, would you please dismiss us? Word of prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for the message.